File 8. Listening 2. 1. Joe, what have you been doing since you finished school?
I was really lucky. I got the first job I applied for. I'm working at the pharmacy on High Street.
Do you like working there?
It's all right. I enjoy working with the people, but it can get a bit boring on a quiet day because I'm only working at the cash register at the moment.
2.
Bill, what would you say has been your greatest achievement in the last few years?
Well, passing my driving test was a big thing for me. I didn't find it easy to learn, but I was determined to get my license.
Why was it so important for you to pass your driving test?
I really wanted a job at the local bakery, and they said they wanted someone who could drive the van as well as bake, so I had to learn really fast.
3.
Have you found a job yet, Eva?
No, not yet. I've sent my resume to lots of places, but no success yet. I'm getting pretty bored being at home. How's your job going?
Oh, I have the opposite problem, actually. I know I'm lucky to have a salary, so I shouldn't complain, but I'm too busy at the moment. I don't mind working hard, but I don't like the way my boss expects me to do overtime almost every weekend.
4. Did you understand the teacher's explanation about reported speech?
I think so. She was trying to show how we had to change the tense.
Yes, I think I got that. The part I found hard to understand was how the other words in the sentence change. For example, I'm not sure if "I'm leaving tomorrow" becomes "she said she was leaving the next day."
I think you're right.
Well, maybe it's not so different from my language. 5.
I'd like to return this suit, please.
Do you have the receipt?
I didn't keep it, I'm afraid. I've decided I don't really like it. I'd also like to return this tie.
Did you buy both items on sale?
Well, yes.
Unfortunately, we aren't able to exchange sale items or items without a receipt.